This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, Lethbridge Hurricanes rookie Dylan Cousins is standing by. Don't call the Hurricanes the underdogs here. They're battling the Swift Current Broncos in what's been a fantastic Eastern Conference final. A former WHLer played a key role in a Game 7 victory in the Stanley Cup playoffs. More on that. The Kelowna Rockets have announced they will chase the 2020 Memorial Cup. And just who is the best team in the history of the Canadian Hockey League? It's the CHL Team of the Century campaign. Needs your vote. CHL's Paul Kratz will join us later to discuss. 16-year-old Dylan Cousins with the Lethbridge Hurricanes is having a strong playoffs as his Hurricanes and the Swift Current Broncos hit another weekend. And it's been a great series here, Dylan. You guys may have lost the first two in Swift Current, but you bounced back with two strong efforts on home ice. How did you get it done?
Yeah, I know a lot of things, you know, that come into play, such as our power play has definitely been better these last two games at home. And, you know, obviously just home ice advantage as well. You know, fans and their energy help us out a lot. So that's also been a huge part of it. And you know, when we were down 2-0, that the next game was huge. We couldn't go down 3-0 and 3-1. So yeah, those are big wins for us, and yeah, those are big games, and we're happy we were able to get it done and tie the series up.
I don't know if you saw the comments from your former goaltender now with the Broncos, Stuart Skinner, who felt that like maybe they should have been swept, like they didn't play very well either in games one or two. Do you feel that the Hurricanes have had a strong first four games to this series?
Yeah, for sure. Our first two games, you know, they both could have gone either way. Yeah, like, I don't know if I don't totally agree with him. Like, obviously, both those games are really close, but yeah, they could have gone either way. So, yeah, it was a really tight first two games, and obviously the second two weren't as tight, but you know that's going to be harder in their rink. So, we just got to play like we did these last two games at home, and yeah, we'll see what happens Saturday.
You know, when you look at this series, we all know about the big 10-piece trade the team's made. That would definitely, from an outside perspective, look like the Hurricanes are big underdogs in this series when you trade three key guys to the other side. But I get the sense that the Hurricanes don't really feel like they're underdogs. I think you feel confident that, you know, that you're in the driver's seat right now.
Yeah, for sure. There's no lack of confidence in our dressing room right now. Obviously, we got a lot of good players back in that trade as well, so they've also stepped up and helped us a lot. It's been really good having them here, and yeah, we don't lack any confidence at all. We know they're a good team, but we know we are too, and we know we can beat them.
What's been the biggest moment of the playoffs so far? Has there been a game or a series or maybe a turn along the way that have lifted the Hurricanes into this situation now as we speak, two wins away from reaching the WHL Championship Series?
Yeah, obviously, being two wins away from the championships is crazy, but you know, we just got to take it day by day and focus on each game at a time and not look ahead and focus on the series we have now, because they're also two wins away. So it's going to be tight. It's going to be hard, but we know what we have to do, and we hope to be able to do that.
Dylan, 16-year-old, getting a great experience here in the playoffs for yourself. You're not draft eligible until 2019, but you're about a point-a-game guy right now in the playoffs. How is your transition to the Western Hockey League on a full-time basis been, and how are you finding a level of play and how you're able to compete with the top players?
Yeah, obviously, ever since the first time I stood up as a Lethbridge Hurricane, the Seal gave me opportunity and gave me as much opportunity to succeed as I needed, so it's been really good. And yeah, I've loved it here. I love playing for the Hurricanes. I love the whole team. I love the city, and it's just really good. The league, it's been fantastic. And so happy I chose the WHL route. And yeah, it's been great.
You're a rare player out of Whitehorse in the Yukon, a first-round pick, mind you, of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, because you went down to Yale Hockey Academy and got exposed that way here. But not too many WHLers out of Whitehorse. Do you feel like you're almost paving a trail here for those guys up north?
I wouldn't say that too sure, because they've got a program up there that allows Bantam players to go out and play in the league the whole season, so that helps a lot. But I don't think I'm really paving a trail. You know, these guys are doing their own thing, and they'll find a way to make it to this league. And there's players up there with talent, and if they're good, they'll be noticed and they'll get their opportunity. So there's guys that have what it takes to play in the Western Hockey League up there.
Well, it's great. It's a great story to come from up north and now being a key part here as a 16-year-old with the Lethbridge Hurricanes and just a battle of a third-round series here against the Swift Current Broncos. Dylan, thanks for being our guest on WHL This Week, and good luck in the final three games of the series, okay?
No problem. Thanks for having me.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
The Kelowna Rockets have made their intentions known. They will be bidding on the 2020 Memorial Cup at a news conference at Prospera Place. Rockets GM Bruce Hamilton hoping to land the event they last hosted in 2004.
We started something here that it wasn't just a hockey tournament. It became a festival, and that's how you get more people involved. And, you know, with 6,000 seats, there's a lot of people that don't get to get in the building, so you have to do things around it to make the event bigger.
He says there are aspects the bid committee will be focusing on.
And as I said right from the start, it has to be friendly to the average person buying tickets. It can't be, out of sight. It's got to be a reasonable price per game, and that would be our goal.
Kelowna bid chairman is Tom Dias. He is confident they will be hosting the event come May of 2020.
With the brain capacity that is within this community, I believe that it's going to be something that will just happen almost naturally.
Dias says the hockey aspect of the club speaks for itself.
There are many items that come in line with putting in a bid, and one of them is to making sure that the team that you have on the ice is competitive. And as you guys know, we're dealing with an organization that for the majority of years that it's been in Kelowna has always made the playoffs.
The Rockets join the Kamloops Blazers as officially declaring their intentions to bid. The Victoria Royals organization also expecting to announce their intentions in the near future.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
A former top player in the WHL played a big role in a Game 7 victory over the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Here's Jake DeBrusk, accelerating, cuts, hit and scores! Jake DeBrusk puts the Bruins ahead! The rookie coming up gigantic in Game 7!
That's Jack Edwards with a call from Nesson. Former Swift Current Bronco and Red Deer Rebel scored the winner in the third period. The Bruins coming back to beat the Maple Leafs in the deciding Game 7.
I don't get out there 4-on-4 too much, so I just want to take to the net and kind of caught, I think, their defenseman off guard right away with just my speed. And then I tried to make a move and actually tried to raise it, and I didn't even see it go in. I just heard the crowd go pretty nuts.
That goal is DeBrusk's fifth of the series.
It was a very special feeling, especially making it 5-4 at that point. I knew that as soon as we got the lead there, the next goal, we were going to be fine.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
Paul Kratsis with the Canadian Hockey League, part of the CHL Team of the Century promotion going on. Paul, first of all, why this year with the Team of the Century here for fans to go out and vote?
Well, this year is a very special year across the Canadian Hockey League, celebrating our history. MasterCard Memorial Cup. It's the 100th time as part of the centennial celebration in Regina, the prestigious Memorial Cup will be presented. And the Team of the Century vote is really one of our motives this year was to really kind of capture, preserve, and promote the history of this great trophy. One of the toughest trophies to win in all of sports. And we've had 99 great teams have had the honor of hoisting Memorial Cup since 1919. And the CHL Team of the Century a contest is really there to encourage fans to learn a little bit more about some of history's greatest teams and to really kind of cast their support for those that they feel are best.
All right, now I had my picks. I had the 95 Kamloops Blazers, the 85 Prince Albert Raiders, the 2005 London Knights, and the 74 Quebec Ramparts here. And we're inviting others to vote and hear their voice heard in this contest as well. How do they do that?
There's an online voting platform. The website is chlteamofthecentury.ca. The first round of voting concludes on Sunday night, April 29th. But fans that can cast their vote, you can choose up to four teams from across the CHL's history, all 99 candidates. You can vote up to 10 times per day. And then from that vote, we'll narrow it down to top four and open a second round of voting in May. But anyone that logs on and votes can sign up and certainly be eligible to win some great prizes, which would include a trip to 2019 Memorial Cup in Halifax next year.
That's great. I think I like the point you mentioned about it being almost educational. We learn more about these teams from the past that have gone on to win a Memorial Cup because we know it isn't easy to win this trophy here each and every year, and there's been some great teams to go and accomplish that goal.
It's unbelievable. Certainly, I'm based in Ontario, so my familiarity, certainly in my tenure in the league, I know very well the Windsor Spitfires and their back-to-back championships in 2009 and 10, guys like Taylor Hall, who was a back-to-back MVP. But you go across the country, recently in Quebec, the Halifax Mooseheads were nearly unbeatable during the season and really ran the table in 2013 in Saskatoon. Guys like Nathan MacKinnon and Jonathan Drouin really powered those teams. And then in the West, I've really been fascinated learning a little bit more about some teams that I wasn't as familiar with, like the Kamloops Blazers you mentioned. 3 championships in 4 years as a dynasty I don't think we'll ever see again. I mean, guys like Darcy Tucker, Tyson Nash, Ryan Husk were part of 3 Memorial Cup winners. I mean, that's just incredible. And the powerhouse that was the 1991 Spokane Chiefs, Ray Whitney, Pat Falloon, I mean, how they dominated all year and on the, you know, the nation's greatest stage was pretty outstanding. And those are just a few of the incredible winners, teams filled with Hall of Fame talent and great players that made their mark on our league and beyond in their NHL careers.
Great stuff, Paul. Again, for folks that are hearing this and want to voice their opinion here and cast their vote, how do they do so?
Once again, chlteamofthecentury.ca. Everything's online. Follow us on social media, CHL Hockey on Twitter, and even the regional leagues are supporting this initiative. And once again, just make sure you get your votes in before Sunday night.
All right, Paul Kratz with the CHL, with the CHL Team of the Century. Thanks for being our guest here, Paul. Great stuff.
My pleasure. Thanks, John.
Hey, that's the show. Next week, we will have our 2 teams remaining for the Ed Chinook Cup and have a preview, as well as a recap of the WHL Award Ceremony and WHL Bantam Draft from Red Deer. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.